Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Panda, one of Ireland's largest waste management companies, is to place cameras on bin lorries in a bid to identify households that don't separate their waste correctly. What will happen is customers will receive feedback on what they're doing wrong, and those who repeatedly get it wrong could end up paying higher charges. Now, other waste management companies are expected to follow later this year. Conor Walsh is secretary with the Irish Waste Management Association, and he's here with me in the studio now to explain how all of this is going to work. Conor, you're very welcome. Thanks for coming in. So Panda has trialled this system and now they're going to roll it out further. So how does it work?
Yeah, they trialled it over, it was a 3-year period actually from 2017 and they know it works. So the idea is that, look, the vast majority of people in Ireland make a really good effort at recycling and this is all about providing feedback and guidance, because not everybody gets everything right, you know, as we know. So we in the IWMA have a task force that have been working on increasing recycling rates, and we've been working on that for the last 2 years. We're at 41% on the 2022 data. We need to get to 55% under EU law. If we don't get to 55%, country will be fined. It'll be tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions. We don't really know. It's likely to go on for a long time. I mean, that's money that, you know, obviously would be better spent on housing and healthcare and leisure facilities. So when that happens, the question will be asked, what did the waste industry do to avoid this?
Right.
So this is what we're doing. The work we've done to date has probably bridged half the gap between 41 and 55%. But this next bit of work is needed, because recycling is not just about the waste companies, of course. It's about every person in the country, and everyone who puts something into a bin anywhere in the country has a role to play. So this is all about providing feedback and guidance using cameras in the trucks.
Right. So when the bin, the recycling bin, is tipped into the truck, it'll be filmed and there's a code, so you'll know that that's my bin, the waste is coming from. And if you see something that shouldn't be in there, that'll be noted on the system. Is that how it works?
That's exactly right. And we're the only country in the world can do this, which is good, because we're really, really advanced in having the chips on everybody's bin, in knowing, you know, and having the weighing system on the back of the truck. So when we lift the bin, we know whose bin it is. And it's not just feedback to say you've done something wrong, your bin is contaminated. There's advice there. So any issues will be highlighted with a red box and a little note then to say, you know, textiles should be in a textile bank, food waste should be in the brown bin. So direct advice to the customer on directly what they've done.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only the recycling bin though, Claire, it's the general waste bin as well.
And
that's new, it's been trialled, but it wasn't as extensively trialled. With the general waste bin, you may or may not see an awful lot, but we can see enough to give advice. And the advice really is, EPA study in 2022 said that 74% of what's in the general waste bin is actually recyclable if it's put somewhere else.
But Conor, if it's in black bags, can you see it?
Not through black bags, no. But you might see the shape of a box, a cardboard box. But look, in the trials, they found that an awful lot of waste is not in black bags, actually. There's things go in loose. There's things that go in clear bags or white bags where you can actually see through white bags and see what's going on. Mm-hmm. And look, this is not enforcement for people, because at the end of the day, you're charged what you're charged for the general waste bin. That doesn't change. So you taking things out of your general waste bin and putting them into recycling bins, or bringing your, you know, electrical items back to the electrical store or to civic community site, that saves you money, because they'll take it for free. We'll charge you for it.
But if you have repeat offenders who you've given the advice to, who your members have given the advice to, there will be a cost implication for them at some point down the line. Is that right?
That's quite likely. But look, the Irish Times article was wrong on one thing. It said that the bin wouldn't be lifted. Now, that's not the case. That happens in other countries, actually, where they name and shame people, which is not what we're doing. So in other countries, if your bin is contaminated, you may get a bright yellow sticker on your bin saying bin is contaminated, we couldn't lift it, we're leaving it behind.
I thought you said other countries couldn't do this.
No, that's how they do it. They can't do it the way we're doing it. The way we're doing it is with a camera system, directly sending an email to the customer, showing them the issue and advising them directly. Mm-hmm. Other countries can't do that, so what they do is they put a big yellow sticker on the bin and they shame the people. We don't want to do that. We've never done that in this country.
Okay. But you can't fine customers for not segregating their waste. You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. We're not an enforcement authority. We can't issue fines. So what happens though is that, look, if a customer, and this is down to individual companies as to how far they'll go with this, but if a customer gets advice 3-4 times and they're clearly not interested in the advice, they clearly want to contaminate the bin, well, they're not giving us recyclables. Recyclables are charged at a discounted price, or I don't know that they're free anywhere anymore, but they're certainly at a lower price, and that's a legal obligation on us that we have to charge less for recyclables than for mixed waste. If people are giving us mixed waste in a recycling bin, they can be charged for mixed waste, not for recycling.
Now, just to be fair to the Irish Times, they say that you could refuse to collect the bins from the curbside, and you're not saying, and they're not suggesting that that is in this plan. That's not what's going to happen. You're going to charge more for repeat offenders. That's really what aiming for.
Well, Panda have said to me that they've never refused a bin on that basis, and they won't. Mm-hmm. So, I can't speak for anyone else, but that's Panda's position.
So Panda did the trial, as you explained, since 2017. They're going to roll it out further, and then it's going to come down the line for other companies as well.
Yeah, this has been a Repack, a Panda initiative from the start, but Repack have stepped in and they really like it, and they're providing some funding for it to be rolled out to other companies around the country. And thanks to Panda for all the really hard work they've done, and they're willing to, to help other companies with advice on it. So, the idea is that the other companies will have cameras on two trucks, the recyclable and a general waste truck. And then if they are happy with the system and they see it works and they see it increases recycling rates, they will then roll it out to the rest of their trucks. And that'll cost, the cost is about 15, 20 million across the board. But that cost would be borne by the waste companies. But the view is that when you get segregated waste, it brings down the cost for everybody, for the public and for the waste.
But I mean, you mentioned at the start the fines that Ireland could be facing if we miss our recycling targets. So obviously the waste companies are concerned that those fines will ultimately come back on them down the line if they're not seen to be doing their bit.
I don't think so. I mean, that was discussed a number of years ago, that waste companies would be liable for it. But we explained the waste companies are doing everything they can. But if the waste comes mixed, we can only do so much with it. And we are pulling recyclables out of mixed waste, and the quality is not up to the standard that's needed. It's a partial solution. It's not the right solution. It's not because you miss out an awful lot, and you won't get paper out of a recycle. An awful lot of our recyclables are paper, and out of a mixed bin you won't get paper. You'll only get some metals and some hard plastics.
Right. So talk to me about what happens to the recycling bin, to the contents of it. Is it sorted through by the waste companies?
Yeah, so it goes to what we call a materials recovery facility, and there's a lot of machinery there, high tech. They use optical separators, robots. There's all kinds of high tech equipment there,
and picking the stuff out that shouldn't be in there.
Well, picking the stuff out that shouldn't be in there, but also separating the mixed dry recyclables.
Okay.
So they'll separate out, the cans and the bottles and the trays and plastic trays, the cardboard, the paper, all of that, and then we bulk all that stuff up and sell it, basically.
Right.
And there's a residue there. Look, there's about 25-30% that's in that. That is a residue. That's contamination that can't be recycled.
Okay. And if you send that on to be recycled, what happens? It contaminates an entire load, doesn't it?
The contamination really happens if, let's say, Claire, and I'm sure you're brilliant at segregating your waste at home. So you put.
We try, but I wouldn't say brilliant.
Okay.
Like, it can be complicated sometimes.
And exactly, and the feedback will help everybody. It's not aimed at enforcing anyone. It's aimed at helping everybody. So if you put really good recyclables into your bin and it's emptied into the truck, but your neighbour hasn't really thought about it or is doing it wrong or whatever, and there's food waste in your neighbour's bin, and 3% of what's in the recycling bins is food waste. Believe it or not, and people should know, and they put that in, and that goes in on top of your waste. Well, all your good work has gone to
naught
there. It's like the aluminium cans will be okay, but most of them are gone now anyway with the DRS. But the things like paper will be soiled, and if paper is soiled and smelly, it affects a lot of paper down, mm-hmm. down the line.
And do you still have people putting things in like a pizza box, which they look at? You look at the pizza box and you go, well, that's cardboard, that should go in there. But as we've learned on this programme when we've done this before, if it has grease on it, food stains, that's gone. That's contaminated.
Well,
isn't
you know, the bit that's contaminated like that should go in the brown bin. But the top of the pizza box is usually clean, you know, so I'd just rip a pizza box mm-hmm. in half and I'd put the clean half in the recycling bin and the other half in the compost bin.
Now we have
brown bin.
People getting in touch, you won't be surprised to hear about this, Conor. What happens to the compost bins? Will they be scanned, the food waste bins?
That's not on the agenda right now. But
well,
the view
could
is,
be, I'd say.
It could be. I mean, the view is that the contamination levels in those bins is not as high.
Mm-hmm.
And look, remember, a lot of this being aimed at the general waste bin, it's clearly not about us getting more money. It's about us getting less money out of that bin because we want people to take stuff out of that bin and bring it elsewhere. But we really need to see the recycling rate increase, and that's why we're doing it.
Okay, I'll bring a few more quick ones. This person is a supporter of recycling, but when they put their bins out to the end of the lane, people passing by are forever putting things into the bin and I've no control over it. What happens in that case?
Yeah, it's common. Well, it's not that common, but look, you can get a lock on your bin. There's what's called a gravity lock and it can be fitted on the bin and nobody can open that. You can only open that with the key yourself, and when the bin lorry comes to tip that, because there's a gravity mechanism, it opens when it's tipped upside down. So people can't
clever
open
little
your
thing.
Bin.
As bins have to be put out on the public footpaths overnight, there's another one. Owners have no control. That's, I suppose, in urban areas. And this listener has an elderly mother and an aunt. They sometimes mistakenly put the wrong things into the green bin. They also have carers who put anything in there. So they want to know, will that family be punished for that?
Well, I think punishment is a very harsh word. No, that family will get feedback and will get advice and will get pictures and help. And, you know, look, the extra charge that could be put on is really for people who make no effort.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, people who make no effort should pay more, because Ireland's going to be hit with fines and that's going to hit all of us and take money that could be used
In the first instance, it will be advice. You'll be sent via email a photograph of what went into that recycling bin, the thing that shouldn't be there, so that you can take action on that. So that might ease the fears there.
Exactly. And look, because we get continuous feedback on individuals, you can see the individuals who are making a good effort and you can see the ones who are making no effort.
All right. Well, Conor, listen, we'll have to have you back again, because it's always a topic that we get loads of feedback on when we talk about what should go in what bin. So it's well worth revisiting. But thank you for coming in this morning. Conor Walsh there, Secretary of the Irish Waste Management Association, with us this morning. Coming up next, inflation warning, why we could see more price increases when you head to the supermarket, plus more from Heathrow as Europe's busiest airport is shut for the entire day.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.